Grain futures, well, wheat, after a little bit of a struggle, we had that limit up move yesterday in Chicago wheat after Putin's comments that says we're just at war with Ukraine. There's no peace deals for the Black Sea region. That, of course, sent wheat sharply higher, pulling everything else in its wake. And then after a round of selling today, we're back higher again. Actually, we're not far from overnight session highs after releasing the Kraken, as so to speak, after the trade got restarted last night. We've got that Chicago wheat December up 13.5 cents, 761.75. The March Chicago 11.75 higher, 777. Even new crop July up 9, 771.75. Not a lot of price disparity difference. They're tracking together. Kansas December up 13.5 cents, 822.25. March up 12.5, 834.5. Look at that Minneapolis wheat getting drug up as well. Now harvest, we're beyond halfway, so we can start seeing rallies there as well as the pressure starts to be relieved or pulled back. We're up 11 cents on September 732. Goes deliverable on Monday. It's the December contract they're pricing off of at the elevators. That's up 8.75 cents right now at 756.75. March Minneapolis 8.25 higher, 774.25. Take a look at that corn. Yesterday, new contract highs. Everybody's yelling and screaming, sell, sell, sell. Well, it never happens like this in August. Well, it never happens because we're in a different dynamic or a paradigm right now. We have falling yields, likely to fall even more, not maybe pro-farmer lows, but we'll see about that. But the world right now is pondering 176 to 179 bushel corn crop. We got a European corn crop failure that's going to have to buy corn from us. So now we have Ukrainian corn. Going to have a hard time getting out of there as well. Ukrainian corn supplies won't be able to go out through the Black Sea. They're going to have to go up the Danube River or by truck. I have to laugh when you talk about truck. Check out Ukrainian roads that are all bombed up. And a good Ukrainian road over there is like a graveled county road around here. You don't get to run 80 miles an hour down the interstate with a loaded truck semi-hauling well over 1,000 bushels. It's a different world, so it doesn't move very easy. That means we're going to sell more corn. And so we not only have yields going down for corn, we have usage likely going forward, going up, that the USDA will slow roll, but the trade's aware of, and the end users, they're just waiting under the market going, please, please drop 20, 30 cents so we can buy. Well, they tried to give it something this morning, the college try, so to speak. We're down about 8 cents earlier, but now we're only down 2.25 on December corn, 534.25, heading for a Friday close, which would be impressive up here. March corn up is only down 2.75, 548. Look at new crop December corn next year. It's 526.5. Granted, down 7.25, but it was over 530 yesterday's close, and it probably might check that out again. Soybeans made new highs yesterday, new highs for the year, hit 1270, tumbled out of bed 20 cents this morning, and now as I speak to you, we're making new highs again. Rumors the EPA may release some SRE announcements, maybe in the 1.2 to 1.4 billion RIN gallon place. That could develop. Also, some more small refinery waivers in play. That has soybeans up 4 cents, $12.70. Just a reminder, the contract highs prior this week for soybeans was back in July at 12.56. So closing up here or higher tomorrow is a big deal heading into Labor Day. The Jan beans up 4 cents, 12.84.75. Over on the cattle trade, well, we're not sharply lower today, but we were sharply higher earlier on the session. Now we're fading on that as the market tries to work through a potential blowout low. Box beef choice today down $1.66, while selects off $2.55. That really isn't going to affect cash cattle pricing, as it's going to affect the packers because they're in the green right now. They're making the money, honey, and they will take any of these losses right now. We're looking at cash trade. 218 in Nebraska yesterday, jumping to 220 late. And, of course, that helped pop the cattle futures this morning as they're thinking a lot of the trade will be at a 220. Look at August cattle, which expires here Monday. It's up $1.52. We're at 220. And so that is a good sign that October, maybe December and February cattle are way overdone. They're up on the day. But here's a thought for you. Typically, year over year, you know, June and August cattle are your cheapest cattle of the year because that's one of the biggest numbers, you know, for the birth-death cycle. You know, they're not all born evenly 12 months out of the year. They're born more structuredly in the spring. And so when you get to this birth-death number, when they sell, the numbers are going to tighten up in December and February. Okay, well, this boxed beef coming in from God knows who knows where, 300,000 metric tons of lean trimmings to mix with our hamburger. That ends at the end of November. After elections are done at the end of November, we go back to just the way it was. Well, you've got December. Cattle will be when those trimmings are not available. And any calves coming across the border right now, they're not going to die in December. They're not going to die in February. Oh, and by the way, we get blizzards and storms and stuff like that in December, January, and February. Maybe not so much in December, but that January, February window. Well, February cattle trading here at the 216 range, having the 214 low area, it's kind of a joke. They're usually always worth more than August cattle, which are at 220. So it's just, the market is just panicked, blown out. So maybe we're working something in here. Like they say, you got to walk before you can run. Well, in the case of cattle, you got to crawl before you can walk and get past another Black Swan season opener, it seems like, every Friday or Monday. That said, cattle today are holding gains. October cattle up $1.47, 212.25, $2 off of morning highs. The December cattle up $1.60, 214.17. Feb cattle up $1.92 at 216. Feeders, the index today down 94 cents to 333.33. Can you remember that number? Okay, well, August feeders at 333.80. So they're trying to come together for the feeder index settlement here coming up. September feeders up 267, 321.67. October up 270, 316.95. That is $3 off of morning highs. We had a big day on these feeders earlier. November feeders up 290, 310.40. Hogs down 35 on the October, 80.55. December up 17, 71.15. Let's take a look at those metals. Gold, December up $12.10. $4,665 with silver. Can't keep a good man down. December's up $1.45 to $70.27. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, August contract up $2,150 as we go over 80,000. We're at $80,675. Crude oil, firmer again today. Up 52 cents on the October contract, 82.75. Gasoline, though, October off a quarter of a cent, 295.84, while diesel fuel takes a break by about a penny. We're at $4.13.5 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers and an opportunity to take a look at our newsletter. It's all there for you to find. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.